Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election where the outcome seemed inevitable since the start of campaigning. But her ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right populists surged, securing a bigger vote than most pollsters had forecast. Still, RMIT University Europe scholar Bruce Wilson thinks Merkel's win was quite an accomplishment.
This is a fourth successive election victory for Angela Merkel in very difficult times. And when you look at the turmoil and the uncertainty in other parts of Europe and indeed in my own country, Australia, to have such a consistent and stable leadership of the nation through four separate electoral periods is a remarkable thing.
After the political disorder in London that followed Britain's vote to leave the European Union and turmoil in the United States in President Trump's first months in office, many Germans told reporters they were in no mood to gamble, so they favored Merkel. Travelers to the United States from Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen will face new restrictions under a revised travel ban order signed by President Trump. Officials say these countries refuse to share information about terrorism and other issues with the U.S. Three UN peacekeepers were killed, five wounded by an explosive device that detonated as they escorted a convoy in Mali. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but similar devices had been used in the past by Al-Qaeda. Attacks are frequent. This is VOA News.